pale or cold bucket.
Bucket. You'd never call it a scuttle.
No, I don't think we ever called it.
Or hod.
A hod, coal hod. Well, I've heard
but that. You didn't use
it. I didn't. We used to call it coal bucket.
And if you wanted to get some dirt from one part of the yard to the other, you'd probably push it over in a
wheelbarrow.
And you wanted to sharpen your scythe and you were out in the field, you might have one.
Have a whetstone. A wet rock or a whetstone.
And if you had time to go back to the barn, you might sharpen it on your
grindstone.
If your axle was squeaking, you say to yourself, I guess I better
grease the wagon.
And when you fry eggs, and you said skillet, I believe, and skillet,
yeah.
After you fry them, you have to wash the skillet because the skillet's very
messy, dirty, what you call it?
It's got grease in it.
Huh?
Greasy, the skillet is greasy. Greasy, you have to wash.
Greasy, uh-huh. You fry them, it's all hardened.
And if, before you had electric lights, you used to...
have to fill the kerosene lights. Before my time, they had candles. A week.
Uh-huh.
I seen my grandmother had them.
Candle.
They made their own candles.
Something.
Tower.
And up till just recently, they got some new kind of tires. When you had a flat tire, you had to take a
tube. That's a tube.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Hello, come in, Roger. This is one of my grandsons.
This
is a man from Wheaton College. He's finding out how smart I am.
Oh.
Now you had one year of college, maybe you can help him out.
I got something sitting dry, I want to show you. Here. Here.
He'll probably go to Goshen. He was to Goshen, Indiana, Mennonite College.
Yeah, I have a friend, a medical doctor, went to Goshen. He's my wife's boy.
What's his name?
Yoder. Dr. Yoder. I don't know.
Sam Yoder?
No, that's Sam. It's I don't know what it is, but he's in Barberton, Ohio. He's got a medical practice there now. He went to Goshen.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of Yoders in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm from quite a Mennonite suburb
here.
Right near Louisville is near my home.
Where?
Yeah, there's a town called Louisville where there's quite a few.
Near
Canton.
Well, I know where Canton's at.
Canton and
Canton is west of Orville and
and
what's that other town? There's a big settlement at Orville and also at there was an old man there, C.Z. Yoder, maybe he's an old preacher. He has a son who's a doctor, and they have a big flower house at what's that town near Orville there? I forget what it is. It's
Wadsworth's near there.
No, it's west of. It's east of Canton yet, I think.
Well, I'm from Akron, where there are some there, but...
Yeah, I know, there's some around Akron, too. But
It's mostly, it seemed to me, in Canton and Louisville in there, where there are a good many of them.
Well, uh-huh. We'll go on.
Okay.
It'll come to my mind.
Sure. If you go fishing on the river, you'd probably wouldn't go out in a canoe, you'd go out
in a boat, but I don't go on a boat, I'm afraid of water. I fish quite a bit now, too, as I got older, but I'm afraid of water.
You know, in New England, when they build a big vessel, ocean-going vessel, they have a ceremony where they christen the boat, and then they send it down the ramp. They call it, we're going to go watch them.
Christen the boat?
Or
what do they call that now? I've never seen them do it, but they generally break a bottle of wine, too.
You go out to, not lunch, but...